From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Mo Rocca, Faith Saley, and PJ O'Rourke. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Guys, in just a minute, Carl grabs his fez in his tiny car and joins the Shrimers in our Listener Limerick Challenge.
That hurt.
I welcome your hatred. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Faith, this week, Prince Andrew of Great Britain was out for his evening stroll along the grounds of his home, Buckingham Palace, when a strange thing happened. What?
He was asked for ID.
Well, he was, according to some versions, arrested for trespassing. Depending on who you believe, the prince was out for his usual evening stroll. He was admiring his money flowers. When he was suddenly pounced on by two guards who, according to the Sunday Express newspaper, knocked him to the ground and held him at gunpoint. Now, that report has since been denied by Scotland Yard. They say they were able to identify the prince without the use of force. When asked for ID, the prince just pulled out an oil painting. Police have apologized to the royal family and say that newly hired Officer Zimmerman will be put on another beat. Is there a better time for anyone to have ever said, "Do you know who I am?"
Poor Andrew.
Oh yeah, he can't get any attention anymore.
He can't get any traction. Baby George just booted him down the line.
PJ, in these hard times, we make do with what we've got lying around, which is why this winter, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, might de-ice their roads with what?
I don't suppose beer is going to work.
Well, beer wouldn't work, although this is something else Wisconsin has in abundance. Some of them have it. Sometimes they have so much of it.
I was going to say Garrison Keillor, but that's Minnesota, isn't it?
Use your head.
Yeah, some of them actually put this stuff on their heads.
Use your head.
You're not...
Mo, this isn't working.
Mo, it's not working. He's not a sports fan. He's not going to understand what you're talking about.
No.
I'm teaching you about sports. Okay. And use your head.
Think about Wisconsin, PJ. Your beer is one...
Cheese.
There you go. Cheese.
Oh, I get it. The things
Cheesehead. The Public Works Committee up there in Milwaukee is considering a plan to melt their icy roads with cheese, specifically leftover cheese brine. It's a byproduct of the cheese manufacturing process.
Get out.
This cheesy stuff will be mixed with rock salt and applied directly to the roads, I guess via giant aerosol containers. You just bend the nozzle and the delicious, salty highway maintenance whiz shoots out.
And the entire state is full of mice with high blood pressure.
I know.
What?
They use pickle brine in New Jersey.
Yeah,
a couple of years.
It's a salty liquid, right?
There's just going to be tons of pregnant ladies getting out of cars and
licking the road. Yeah.
This is true. I mean, because we're in tough times, right? And you know, government budgets are being cut, so states are using a lot of whatever they have lying around, whatever they have excess of.
We have maple syrup in New Hampshire.
Exactly.
That's just not going to work.
You need that for traction. In the
That's
snow.
Expensive.
In Florida, they're taking their excess elderly Jews and they're... No, and what they're doing is instead of fixing the roads, they have one of them stand there and they yell, "Slow down, there's a pothole!" Mo, a group of Brooklyn drug dealers texted their customers that they should make their purchases early on Friday... Because the dealers were going to go do what?
The dealers were... going to go to Temple?
To celebrate...
The Sabbath.
Yeah, Shabbat, as the Jews say.
Yeah.
Yes. They were closed. The drug dealers were closing early for Shabbat.
Okay.
Wonders of wonders. Miracles of wonders. The dealers in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, were glad to provide the customers with all the illicit drugs they could use, but asked users to please keep the day of rest holy. Now, as we all know, Jews are forbidden from doing any work or using machinery of any kind on the Sabbath because of the verse in the Torah, the Old Testament, that says, "Thou shalt not toil, nor harvest, nor sell stolen oxycodone tabs, yea, even though they be pharmaceutical grade." So the dealers all sent repeated texts to their customers warning them that the Jewish Sabbath, which starts Friday night, was coming. The quote said, "We are closing 7:30 in the dots. If you need anything, you have 45 minutes. And have a blessed day." Police apprehended the suspects by waiting until sundown and then chasing the dealers to their getaway car, which they looked at longingly as police slapped the cuffs on them.
Dealer on the roof.
Yeah.
Is this the little girl I sold to?
Makeover. Can get what? It for you wholesale.
There you go.
Yes.
It'd be the only drug market where, like, an ounce of heroin goes for $109.99, you know?
All day long I bitty bum. If I were a wealthy man,